We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We've had a lot of great baseball talk over the last couple of weeks, and trust me, we have plenty more great guests that will be joining us in the next few weeks. But today we are going to talk on the local end of things. Coming up right around the corner, we have the Spencer's Wishes Swing True for Life Major League Baseball Players Alumni Clinic, which will take place at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake. And joining us to talk about that once again, we have Phil Roundy of Spencer's Wishes. Phil, I always appreciate you making the time to come into the studio and talk about Spencer's Wishes. Thank you again.
Glad to have you invite me in. That's always a pleasure, Jordan. That's
fun. It's fun. It's fun to talk baseball. I've definitely.
We're right in the heart of it right now,
aren't we? We are. I mean, we're 40 games into the major league season.
Yes, we are.
It's kind of moving along. But Phil, this is a big deal. This clinic is a big deal, and I know you joined us a little over a month ago to talk about this clinic, which is coming back. Registration is open right now, and I know you have spots for about 300 kids. It's free of charge. That's the best part of all.
That's the very best part. All the things the kids get, and it's all on Spencer's Wishes dime. The Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association of Utah does all the teaching. In fact, a couple times they've asked me to help them. They've been a little shorthanded, and I've just had a blast working with the little kids out on the professional field. Some of these little kids have never been to a professional park before. It's a great big place, and there's lots to go and see and do, and working with men that have played or coached in the major leagues. Plus, some of the B's players always come out and help us. We had some kids last year that were 13, 14, and they didn't know whether they wanted to play or come and do it. And then they worked with Vern Law, Cy Young Award winner in pitching. He was teaching them things they'd never even thought of before, how to hold the ball and get the ball to move different just by the way you hold the ball. He's 85 years old, and he was still pitching. He was winding up and throwing the ball, and they were very impressed that he could still bring it. And he said, well, I can still throw it. It just doesn't get there as quickly as it used to. But, boy, he didn't look like he'd lost much off his fastball. He was impressive. And those kids are anxious to come back this year. All spring they've been asking their coaches, when are we going? When are we going? When are we going?
It's a great day.
It is. It's a wonderful day.
You know, Phil, one of the things I want to throw this out there, and I want to encourage those kids, especially those 13, 14-year-old kids, to talk to these guys and ask them questions, not only about how to play the game, but about when they played the game, right? Because one of the things about Major League Baseball, and I love getting the old guys here on the show because it's a legacy sport, and these guys have some amazing stories, and they love to tell these amazing stories.
Yes, they do.
And so I encourage those kids that love the game of baseball, you know, if you run into Vern Law, ask him a question. Ask him what it was like going up against Willie Mays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ask these questions because these guys love to tell these stories. And I'm telling you that they're entertaining as hell. they're as entertaining as can be.
They really are. And there's before Herm Franks passed away, he's from Price. He grew up on Main Street in Price, above the Olivetto Studio. There's an apartment up there, and his dad owned that building. He grew up here, and he had some stories about the old coal camp leagues, playing over on the helper field and growing up here in Price. He was there the day Willie Mays made the catch, mm-hmm, in the Polo Grounds. He was there that day. You're right. These guys have got stories that are legendary, and they were there when they happened. These are the guys that are going to be teaching your kids how to play fundamental baseball, and your kids will be a little bit better when they walk off that field than they were before they walked on the field that day. This is just it's a wonderful experience. It's at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. It's on June 8th, and I need more kids signed up to come. If you put off signing your kids up because you weren't quite sure, you had questions, sign them up. Sign them up. Go on www.spencerswishes.org. Click on the baseball link. The registration form will come up. Print that out. Get it back to us. Follow the instructions on the form. If you have any questions at all, give me a call. 630-0205. Little kids, boys and girls also, baseball, softball clinic from the age of about 8 to 17. Now, we've had some kids that were a little younger sign up. If they're playing organized baseball, we will gladly accept the the registration form and let them come and have a great day. They get a camp t-shirt, they'll get a pizza lunch, and each one of them gets at least two tickets to that night's Salt Lake Bees game. We try to get the whole family in. The camp attendee and their mom and dad, everybody gets, hopefully, I have enough tickets so I can get everybody in.
Again, we're being joined right now by Phil Roundy of Spencer's Wishes as we talk about the upcoming clinic. And again, that's going to be Saturday, June 8th at Smith's Ballpark. As far as the time goes, Phil, I know you guys start in the morning, and by early afternoon, the clinic is pretty much wrapped up.
Yeah, that night, the groundskeepers are wanting to get the field prepped and ready for the game that night. So they chase us off the field about noon or 1. We'd go down on the concourse, down the first base side, and have a pizza lunch. We give out the tickets. I don't give tickets to short people. I give them to the adults because little kids lose tickets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I give tickets to tall people. And then the kids, you go away and go to the zoo, go do something, then come back for the game that night. Starts about 6:30, and can't tell you where the seats are. I don't know until I get the tickets in my hand. But they always are really, really good to us. The Bees are exceptional organization, and they really, really treat us good.
You know, you mentioned the grounds crew. Last year, I hung around and had a conversation with several members of the grounds crew after the kids had left. Let me stay out on the field, and I sat there and talked to them, and they were telling me how they do things. It's just a fascinating day. Kids, parents, guardians, you will learn something, I promise you, at this clinic. I mean,
you know, it's really cool. On the third base side in the dugout, if parents want it, every year almost they have a discussion. One of the ball players leads discussion in the dugout. Parents, coaches can go in there and they talk about the strategy of the game, how to set up a lineup, where to place your power hitters, your contact hitters, where to put your kids that can run fast. They talk about the defense of the game, how to set that up, how to cover bases, how to relay throws. They talk about the strategy of the game, and it's fascinating. One time I had a chance to go sit down and listen to that, and it was I learned stuff. These guys are incredible. They know the game. They have a passion for the game, and all they want to do is share that passion with these little kids. There was one kid that came home several years ago. On the way home, he told his mom and dad, "This is the greatest day of my life." Obviously, the kid loved baseball, but that's, you know, when kids get done with Little League Baseball, when they're 12 years old, if they don't want to play baseball anymore, we have failed them. Because baseball is supposed to be fun. And in order to learn a passion for the game, you have to learn to have fun. And when we threw out the first pitch and had the opening day last week, that's the thing I told the kids. Man, just have fun. This isn't a place where you get really dead serious. This isn't the World Series. Little League is to have fun. That's what this clinic is about, is to learn fundamentals, learn a little bit more about baseball, and learn to have fun and learn to love the game. If you learn to love the game, it will serve you great the rest of your life. Whether you're watching it, like I do now, or whether you're still playing it, you'll learn to love the game, and you'll learn. I mean, you'll love the game the rest of your life.
No question. There's no question about it. And Phil, you guys, again, you've made it very easy. A couple of ways that you can get registered. Well, first, if you have any questions, they're free to give you a call. I know your phone number's on the website. It's on the registration form.
630-0205. Give me a call. I'll answer any questions you have, alleviate any fears. If you're worried about your little one being in a big place that's scary and in a strange place long ways from home, we invite the parents down on the field. You can go with them, watch them. You'll be right there with them. And they will have a great day, I promise. We haven't lost one. We've never lost one, even though it's a big park. These kids have a great time. They get to have a personal one-on-one relationship with the guys that are teaching them. A lot of the guys, George Theodore, played left field for the New York Mets. He got such a rapport with the kids. A bunch of the kids were calling him the Stork. Because that was his nickname when he was playing, and I don't know where they heard it, but now he's the Stork to them. He's not George. He's the Stork. So these kids have a great time, great day, and they will. June 8th at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, go to www.spencerswishes.org, click on the baseball link, and download the form, follow the instructions, and you're all set.
And it's all free. It's all free. It's on Spencer's Wishes Dime. And again, you can also log into CastleCountryRadio.com. You'll find some more information there as well. But log on to Spencer'sWishes.org. Get the registration form and get the kids signed up for the Swing True for Life Baseball Clinic at Smith's Ballpark on June 8th. And then you'll be able to take them to a Salt Lake Bees game that night. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like a AAA game. The bigs are great. Trust me. It's one of my favorite things to do is go to a game of the bigs. You know, go to Coors Field, go to Dodger Stadium. But at the same time, AAA baseball is unique in its own sense.
And they say this Smith's Ballpark, they call it the gem of AAA.
It is.
It is the best park in AAA. It is wonderful. And I think maybe someday there might be a major league team at Salt Lake, and they wouldn't have to do much to that park to put a major league team there.
I don't know how many AAA fields you've been to, but I've been to a few where you walk in and you say, "It's a triple league stadium?"
Yeah.
It's AAA, really? Like,
yeah.
Because in our own backyard, we have Smith's Ballpark.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a different standard. I'm trying to think. The only one I've been to, Phil, that's comparable, the Memphis Redbirds. That's probably the only one that's even comparable because, boy, it's a beautiful stadium. It's a beautiful field, and it's in a perfect area, too.
Larry Miller did it right.
He did.
Put that one in right. I mean, you got the Wasatch Mountains in the background over the home run fence. It's a gorgeous field, and it makes for a great day of baseball.
Yeah. Phil, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Again, for those listening, head on over to spencerswishes.org, get the registration form filled out, get your kids set for the upcoming clinic. Phil, it's always a pleasure to get you in.
Right. Thank you very much. June 8th. Give me a call if you have a problem, and I'll answer any questions. Thanks, Jordan.
Absolutely. And Phil's number is 630-0205. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.